And the shir should be a special schus for Avi Mor and Imi Mor Yichyu. And schus Moshe Yehuda ben Moshe ben Malka, and schus Moshe ben Rezel, schus Rav Yitzchak ben Baracha. They should all have a refuah shleima and baracha v'hatzlacha b'chol maaseh yadeihem b'rius hashleima. The Rimigash in Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis says, brought by the Shita Mekubetzes, that if you have mamon that's mutol b'safek, mamon amesupak, that's b'rishus shneihem, the din is yachloku, you split it up. If it's b'rishus shneihem, you split it up. And the mashmos, the Rimigash is, even if the chalukah can't be emes, even if you know that it's not going to be correct chalukah, you still split it up. And if it's in the hands of a third party, the din is yehei munach, even though the chalukah can be emes, it's still going to be munach. And this is l'chor nistar from the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Bey Amud Aleph, because the Gemara there says that the Mishnah could be the Rabbanan, because in the case of Manashlishi, where one guy gave 200, another guy gave 100, and you know who gave the 200, who gave the 100. So the reason you say Yehei Munach, because this is the Chalukah, can't be Emes, because the 100 only belongs to one of them. So that's why Yehei Munach. And in the Mishnah, we say Yachloku, because the Chalukah can be Emes. So you see that the Gemara's distinction is between can the Chalukah be Emes or not be Emes. If the Chalukah can be Emes, then Yachloku. If the Chalukah can't be Emes, then Yehei Munach. So why does the Rimigash make a chilek between if it's in the hands of a third party, if they're both holding on to it? When the Gemara doesn't make that chilek, the Gemara makes a different chilek. The Gemara makes a chilek, can the chalukah be emes or not be emes? So the Rishonim already are omit on this problematic rimigash. So Rav Aaron Cutler and his Mishas Rabbi Aaron, the first siman, is choker, what's pshat in this rimigash? Is pshat that if mamon is in the hands of a shalish, yehei munach ve'ein chokim, because it's not considered that they're muhsuk. Since it's biyat shalish, it's not considered that the two people are muhsuk, and therefore he's arguing with Tosfos and Beis Amud Aleph, who hold that a mana shlishi is like it's in both of their hands, they're both muhsuk. And the Rimigash holds they're not both muhsuk, and therefore there's no din chalukah, yehei munach. Or do we say no, that they are considered muhsuk, and nevertheless the fact that a third party is holding it, that is moneya, the din chalukah, as we're going to explain. So the din of the Rimigash, that you're not cholek mamon shebiyat shaldish, is meyusid on the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the gabidino shall be tarfen. If somebody stole, and each guy says, you stole from me, the other guy says, you stole from me, so what's the din? Meniach gzele b'nei mum stalek. The Gemara says, what? He just goes away and then they can both take the item? It's not true, because we see that Rabbi Abba, in the name of Zav, Bar Zav, said in the name of Rav, that if you have a safek kinuach, you shouldn't take it. Maybe a lost object was placed there, and your mesupik maybe was placed there, so don't touch it. But if you did take it, then lo yachzir, you shouldn't put it back. So here also, once he stole the object, and now you don't know who it belongs to, don't put it back. Don't let anybody take it. You have to know who it belongs to first. So if Safra said v'yaniach, pshat is that put it in the Beis Din and let them prove it, but don't give it back to them. Taka, you're not supposed to give it back to them. So you see that if you have mamon biyat shalish, you're not allowed to do a chalukah. You hold on to it. But the shaila is, what's pshat? Why if it's biyat shalish, does he hold on to it? So we can say the pshat is that the fact that the shalish is muhsuk b'mamon prevents a din chalukah. And the biur is that the shalish is chayiv l'kayim din hashava b'cheif utzalach zira l'baylav. And if so, he could be machzik the chayfetz b'rishuso, achi yizbara mi hu bala mamon. He has to hold on to it until he clarifies who's the bala mamon. And the shalish is considered muhsuk b'mamon in order that he could give it back to the proper bailin. And since he's muhsuk b'mamon, you don't take it away from him to do a chalukah. In other words, the fact that he's chayv and din hashava gives him a din muhsuk, because he has to make sure to give it back to the right person. And until he knows who the right person is, you don't give it to anybody. So that's why pshat in the Rimigash that a shalish does holds on to it, because you have to make sure you know who it belongs to. You have a chiyuv to make sure it gets back into the right hands. So that's why the shalish doesn't give it up until it's proven. And this yisod is misbayer midivrei haramban, because it's if one person stole from five people and he doesn't know who he stole it from, the Balamor says that yehei munach. That Yehi Munach. But if two people gave it to a roeh, if they gave an animal to a roeh, the din is meniach as a suffik beinayim umistalik shnayim shefkidu etzel roeh. The din is meniach as a suffik beinayim umistalik. If two people gave an animal to a roeh and then one of the animals died, and you don't know which animal dies, so we see in Bavchoros Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that the roeh puts the animal in between the two of them, and he goes away. And why is it? Why is it that when it comes to money, yehimunach, when it comes to the animal, minyach has a suffik beinam umistalik, and they split it up? And the answer is because behema nafish tircha, the Ramban says, the Balamor says that a behema is a lot of tircha, and therefore, rotzeh l'tzim tachas yado, so the roeh wants to get rid of it. And the Ramban in the Melchamo says, what are you talking about? It's not the pshat. Because if you look there in Bukharos, you see there's a case in the Mishnah where an animal gave birth to two. The animal hadn't yet given birth to Rachel, hadn't yet given birth to a Bukhar, and gave birth to two animals. And one of the animals died. So Rabbi Tarfon says, so now you don't know which animal belongs to the Kohen, and which animals of these. Did the Bukhar die and that belonged to the Kohen? Or did the Pasha die and that belonged to the Yisrael? You don't know which animal died. So Rabbi Tarfon says, Yachloku. And the Gemara explains, Pshat, that what's a mashal of Rabbi Tarfon? It's like two people gave an animal to animals to a roeh and the animal died. So meiniach beinam umistalik. He puts it between them and he goes away. Perish. So now the Ramban explains that the Rabbi Tarfon says Yachloku in the Mishnah is similar to two people who are mafkid, two zecharim, by a roeh, and one of them died, and then the Kohen and the Balabayas came to the roeh, and each one, the Kohen and the Balabayas, are both tovei adachai. The Kohen says that the chai belongs to me, it's a bechor. And the Yisrael says, no. It's the other animal, it's the pashat that's alive, it's the bechor that died. So what's the din? The din is yachlokul. The lokoi b'reshuso dechad minayu. Yachlokul because it's in either of their reshus. But it's not pshat, meniach b'neim u'mistalik, shemotzi abehemim reshuso, u'menicha b'neim. It can't be that you just let the two of them, you give it to the two of them and you let them split it up, because it's not true. Because if he's being motzi at me reshuso, then you know what the din would be? The din would be that the Yada Balabayis is al Eliona. The Balabayis should be the one who is the who's the upper hand. Why? Because he's the Marakama. Like we say, Takfa Kohen Matziah Miyadav, the Kohen is Tokef the Safik Bechor, so he has to, you take it away from him, because you give it to the Marakama. And if you're going to say that Ein Motziah Miyad Kohen, because Kol Dolem Gavar, says no Din Chaluka. So it's not pshat that he just, when Rabbi Tarfon says that Meiniach b'neim u'mistalik, that's what Rabbi Tarfon says in the Gemara. Shnayim shefkidu etzel roeh. Shemeiniach b'roeh b'neim u'mistalik. It's not pshat that he just gives it up. Because if he's just giving it up, then the Balabai should get to keep it because Yadoa al Eliona. But rather, pshat is that he holds on to it until they make a pshara and then they do a yachloku. So normally, like it says in the Mishnah, if someone has two animals, he's not sure who the bechor is. So one goes to the Kohen and one goes to the Yisrael. But if you have a case where he didn't manage to give it in time, one of the animals died. So in that case, Rabbi Tarfon says, Yachloku. And we compare that to somebody who gave an animal to a roe. Two people gave an animal to a roe, and one of the animals died. If you have two zecharim that were born together, and they were given to the roe, and one of the animals died, so then you're not sure. Did the bechor die or did the non-bechor die? Does the balabais get to keep it or does the kohen get to keep the animal? So when Rabbi Tarfon says yachloku, what's the correct pshat yachloku? Not that he just goes and walks away, because if it's just that he walks away, then it's the balabais who gets it. Why does the balabais get it? Because he's the marakama. But rather pshat is that the roa keep holds on to it, holds on to this one animal, until they make a pshara and they agree to split it up. So not like the Balaam Or holds, that he just walks away because it's a big tircha. No, he has to hold on to it until they make a pshara and yachloku. So the Ramban requires an explanation. Since the Ramban holds that if he, the roa would be mistalik, we would go off to the Cheskas Marakam, be out of Balabai's Heliona, Rafilu Takfokon, Matsiyan also Miyado, Umamidu Cheskas Marakam, so then why do we say Yamunach be out of roa? Lo adif yada roa miyada kohen. The hand of the roa is no better than the hand of the kohen. So why don't we give it to the marakama? Take it away from the roa and give it to the balabais. So what's pshat that he holds on to it until they make a pshara? Let's give it to the balabais. He's got the upper hand. He's the marakama. So it would appear muchach from the Ramban, like we explained, that the roa himself is considered muchzuk bebehema to give it back to the true bailim. And since he's muchzuk, Mamela, we don't follow the Cheskas Marakama. Because we're not mamin mam the Cheskas Marakama when there's a Muchsa Gomer. And the Balabais is considered, and the Ro is considered a Muchsa Gomer. This Shalish is considered a Muchsa Gomer. And therefore he holds on to it until the Kohen and the Balabais make a Pshara. And so to in the Din, the Rimigash, since the Shalish is Muchsa Gomer, to give it back to the Bailim, you don't take it away from him to do a Din Chaluka. And it's a Kolshkan, if you don't take it away from a Shomer to give it to the Marakama, Vadai, where you're Mesupik, where the Shomer is Mesupik, who the money belongs to, he's not allowed to give it to either of them. You don't take it away from him to do a Din Chalukah. Because he's muchzik in the mammon. He has to make sure that it goes back into the right hands. So therefore the din by a shalish is yehemunach. Why yehemunach? Because he's considered muchzik. Why is he considered muchzik? Because he has to make sure it goes back into the right hands. And this is also yotzei mefurish me'esugi begitin. And in Mirat Hashem we're going to see that next time, and then we're going to continue and see lots of neflos mitaras Hashem in Mirat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweet friends, beloved friends.